Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, 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 yes. Shalom, Haverim, shalom. This is Yadin right here, Upper Room of Zion, here in the season. So much going on, the New Year's time. The Ethiopian New Year, it's a leap year, the 12th. Looking forward to the Hebrew Lunar Solar New Year. That's the 16th. Here in the Upper Room of Zion, here on the air, the podcast. You got a double portion, enough, a Gwan. Right here.
And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room. They went up into an upper room.
No oldie but goodie right here, You know, let my people go. People, yes sir.
No human being made in the image and likeness of God is ordinary. Because God is not ordinary, God is extraordinary, and so are you who are made in his image and in his likeness.
Yes, yes, yes. Let my people go. That was the Rondo classic right there. He is Israel. Israel vibration, unconquered people, upper room of Zion, LOJ podcast right here. Yes, yeah.
Just in the
dream. Unconquered people. Yes, sir. Develop self.
I feel like black people should develop themselves, you know. And, you know, all it needs is people who keep it down for you to die out of the earth or something.
What is your feeling about the condition of black people here in the United States? What is your feeling about the condition of black people here in the United States? What is your feeling about the condition of black people here in the United States?
I feel like black people should develop themselves, you know, not to settle in this developing up itself having a prejudice thing to it. It's just that we are people with our own history and culture. We can educate ourselves. I mean, we are the first creators. So we have to really, everything we see on this earth here, the black man make it. And I'm saying that the white man don't make some, but all wisdom comes from the black man.
You know, a lot of young viewers look up to you and are going to want to hang on every word and every syllable. Do you have a message for young people?
Well, you know, the whole thing again is to really check out the truth of Rasta and don't make like follies in. Don't make it checked out. And don't get too busy that you can't check out the truth. Because the truth is there. And Africa awaits its creators. And we know that the people in the West, headwise, them ready, you know. Them have to learn, come learn. What I'm learning in the West, them have to care to them, to them people, make it be a benefit to the people. Because, I mean, how long must the black people suffer? And these are people, you know? And then we have our own culture, we have everything. We don't shatter anything. We have everything. Plus, we have a land that no one is living there. And we must go home to it. And when you go home, you can build all of these big buildings if you want. I mean, if you miss a city, build a city. You know what I mean? If you want a car, you can get a car. I mean, I don't see the big thing. One time America was, you know what I mean, maybe used to have lots of all, what I call it, all sort of thing I walk through. Africa is a peaceful place. Then we want to fool black people, boys, that jungle and blah, blah, boom, boom.
Where have you been in Africa besides Ethiopia?
Zimbabwe.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Gabon.
How did Zimbabwe strike you?
Well, you know, Zimbabwe, nice, man. Zimbabwe, really nice. I mean, you know, it's like a paradise in a place. You know, when you go in and see, it's beautiful.
How did the people react to you?
People's great. Yeah. People good. You know, them places, when you go and you see how the people and how the land set up, you see people living. You see a man having a mouse for a nice piece. And then the whole thing about it, the climate, you can go out all the while. You know what I mean? The climate nice outside.
Yeah.
If you want to look for a few lions and things, you can walk and go. And if you want to see some things that man never make, but it look like somebody make it, as all Zimbabwe too. Because I go in a place and I see some stone farm, where I know it's not the man make it, but the wheat farm, you know, is higher than something.
It's really been a pleasant and informative experience talking to you, Brother Molly.
Nice.
I thank you for your time.
I agree.
Wish you well.
For her sins have reached unto heaven, that ye be not partakers of her sins. Come out of her, my people. Come out of her, my people. Come out of her, my people. My people. My
in Jamaica and the troubles in America and the troubles all around the world for all the people who are oppressed by a system. Do you see that through these cultural activities, is that the best way to reach people in your opinion?
I am not trying to reach people. I am what I am.
Mm-hmm.
See, and there's a lot more people like me out there, which is my people. So I'm not trying to reach a strange people. The people that I am reaching is my own people.
Mm-hmm.
We all know the same thing. We come in this time as our people. It's not nobody else's people, but our people.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And really.
Well, thanks.
So when I really come out in the world to strangers, it's not strangers. We might never see one another for a long while, but it's our people.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. heard you say as a mature Christian, have you a special word for young people of these days?
Bazikan inya gzat must nalo hulu no yemenenagero.
On this occasion, I address also all those within our empire. Our Christianity is not restricted to a given church, and I stress above all that we do not wish to make distinctions. My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. You are aware of the contents of the Ten Commandments and can elaborate on it. If the nation for which I am the emperor follows and accepts this, since it's also what I accept and follow, I would believe our country is not only historically Christian, but also actively Christian.
Psalm 81. Sing aloud unto God our strength. Make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob. Take a song, and bring hither the timbrel, the pleasant harp with the psaltery. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon, in the time appointed on our solemn feast day. Psalm 81. Sing aloud unto God our strength. Make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob. Take a song, and bring hither the timbrel, the pleasant harp with the psaltery. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon, in the time appointed on our solemn feast day. For this was a statute for Israel, and a law of the God of Jacob. This he ordained in Joseph for a testimony, when he went out through the land of Egypt, where I heard a language that I understood not. I removed his shoulder from the burden. His hands were delivered from the pots. Thou calledst in trouble, and I delivered thee. I answered thee in the secret place of thunder. I proved thee at the waters of Meribah. Selah. Hear, O my people, and I will testify unto thee. O Israel, if thou wilt hearken unto me. There shall no strange god be in thee, neither shalt thou worship any strange god. I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. My people would not hearken to my voice, and Israel would none of them. So I gave them up unto their own heart's lust, and they walked in their own counsels. Oh, that my people had hearkened unto me, and Israel had walked in my ways. I should soon have subdued their enemies, and turned my hand against their adversaries. The haters of the Lord should have submitted themselves unto him. Their time should have endured forever. He should have fed them also with the finest of the wheat. With honey out of the rock, that I have satisfied, I have satisfied, I have satisfied, I have satisfied, I have
Yes, the Hebrew of the evening song.
Bukha Yom Hamishi. It is the fifth day of the week, and we do have a Tehillim that is recited in the fifth day of the week, found in chapter 81, and again it will be recited also in Hebrew. Let's begin. Ram Nazeha Al Hagetit La Asaf Hanimu L'Elohim Uze Havu L'Elohe Yaakov Su Zenwa Utneto Kino Naim Evnavel Tiku Vahore Shofa Bakese Reyo Chage Ki Hof La Yisrael Mishpot L'Elohe Yaakov, Edut, Behoshet, Sham, Bezit, Alweet, Mizraim, Sofat, Lo, Yadati, Eshma, Hasivoti, Misavel, Shiku, Kape, Midu, Tavona, Bazara, Kalata, Vahalvis, Inu, Vasutra, Vaam, Echan, Alme, Mbiva, Sela, Shema, Ame, Veeda, Ba, Yivere, In, Tishmale, Logige, Vu, El, Za, Vilo, Tishka Havi, Leel, Neha, Anoke, Yahava, Elohe, Hamaal, Neewe, Midrayim, Hachetse, Vaamale, Veloshama, Ami, Lakole, Vinzeyev, Lo Avale, Eva Ashashe, Bishweli, Leba, Yoko, Bimboa Zote, Lu, Ami, Shomea, Li, Israel, Bilwake, Yahaleko, Kimat, Oeve, Apnea, Vai, Zoe, Ashiv, Yadik, Mazane, Yahava, Yaka Hashulo, Vihe, Ita, Lolan, Vaya Akile, Mehale, Heta, Umizo, Devash, Asbeo.
Yes, 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 the Hebrew of the Evening Psalm, Psalm 81, verse by verse right there. But we're going to ride up. We have double portion right here. We have Nitzavim, Shabbat, Vayelech, Sabbath, one standing, Nitzavim, and Vayelech, Vayelech, modern Hebrew, Vayelech, Vayelech, yeah? And he went. So we're going to get into this right here. Heal up, Sahar Ahad, co-laborer, heal up, Emerald Music, INC, Upper Room of Zion.
In the Christian tradition, based on Acts 1:13, the Upper Room was said to be the site of the Last Supper, i.e., the cenacle. But it was not the upper room found in Mark 14:15 and Luke 22:12 is the site of the Last Supper. However, the upper room in Zion, Acts 1:13, located on Mount Zion in the city of Dawit, was the usual place where the apostles of Adonai Baruch stayed in Jerusalem. And according to the Rastafari Encyclopedia, based upon Acts 2:42, as it is written, and they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and breaking of bread and in prayers. It was thus the first church of the Nazarene, our black master and savior, Jesus Christ, and said by many to be the first Christian church.
Akbarot, yes, respects, honor.
Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room, where abode both Peter and James and John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zelotes.
From the upper room and beyond, what they be on? Distinguishing the light seeker from the peon. Ra, say it on us, lay upon us, knowledge that is eons. Old has it been told since the days of old, and I sit and watching the story unfold. Yeshua gave us the code, gave us the name, kept the Maui Halas Selassie, the first will reign. The opener of the book of the seven seals. Time for the gathering, it's the matter, and no, not the Vatican. Christ in his kingly character, we on that again. I'ma keep speaking the scriptures until I'm out of wind. Built on the true foundation, there's no shaking. There's no need of you hating, stop hesitating. How many of you have been waiting? In the upper room, we meeting in the upper room of Zion.
These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brethren. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room. They went up into an upper room.
Yes, 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 the upper room right here, here, here. So we have a double portion. So here for the why you lack, and he went. Where he went, from Moshe. Here we have a double portion
for
right
this,
here, here, here.
For this double course, double course, double course, double course, double course, double course.
For this sabbatical study, for this Shabbat strong.
Sabbatical study, this Ayinai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong. Shabbat strong. Shabbat strong. Shabbat strong. Shabbat strong. Shabbat strong.
Yes. So here with the first and the second Aliyah. Now, when we have a double portion, that means there are like 14 aliyot, 14 like readings. For each Shabbat, it's a single Sabbath, like a single Torah reading and feeding, there are seven. And where the break comes between the first and the second, like for the double portion, is around the fourth day aliyah. And that was like yesterday's aliyah, right? Right there, where we finish the first of the double portion, that we would begin like the first two chapters, right, of the second. So here, let's go over Aliyah 1, the first Aliyah here in this double portion for Shabbat Vayelech, Sabbath Vayelech, and he went.
First three verses of Vayelech, 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 Vayelech. Here, Havarim, Daily Beloved, we have one of the shortest Torah portion reading and feedings. This is the shortest. The shortest Torah portion, Vayelech, 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 as some other Yidim would refer to this 52nd weekly Torah portion reading and feeding here. Nana Ani Rastafari, sabbatical studies, this Shabbat strong, and this is the first Parsha, first Torah portion reading and feeding for the new Shana, for the new year, the Shana Tova, Umetuka Havarim. So here we have the first Aliyah. It's actually the first, we have three verses, the first three verses. First three verses of Vayelech, Vayelech, and he went, and he's going. Moses is going. We have Moses going. He's not gone yet, but he is going right here. And Moses went. Vayelech, Moshe. Vayelech, Moshe, Vayelech, Moshe. And Moses went. Vayedaber, and spoke etaha debarim ha'ele, and spoke the words these, ha debarim ha'ele, spoke these words, il kol Yisrael, to all Israel. And he said to them, vayomer elehem, and he said to them, I am 120 years old this day. Vayomer lehem, ben meyach, v'esfarim, shana, anoki hayom, I am 120. Moses, head of the fraternal order, of the Israelites. Moses is 120 years old this day. He goes on to say, I can no more go out and come in. Lo ukala od la seyat wi la bawa. I can no more go out by going out and by coming in. He says, I can no more go out and come in. And Adonai, Adonai, and Yod-Heh-Weh-Heh, Yahuwah, Yahweh, and Hashem have said to me, and Hashem, why Yahuwah, Amar Elai Lo Te'ebor, Lo Te'ebor, 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 Et Ha-Yardin, Hazeh. And he who be, who he be, said to me, thou shalt not go over this Jordan, shalt not cross over. Ta ebor, ta ebor, lo ta ebor, etaha yardin hazet. Not go over this Jordan. Hashem, thy Elohim, he will go over before thee. He will destroy these nations from before thee. And thou shalt dispossess them. And Joshua, Yehoshua, he shall go over before thee as Hashem, as Adonai hath spoken. This is the first Aliyah. This is the first Aliyah, the first reading, the first going up, the first reading. These three verses right here. Yahuwah Elohekahu. Ober lefaneka hu yeshamid et hagoyim haile milafaneka viyarishatam Yehoshua hu ober lefaneka kaasher diber Yahuwah kaasher 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 diber Yahuwah as he who be who he be hath spoken. Why you lack? And he went, and he go, and Moshe and Moses go. Moses going, Moses went, and he spoke these words. What are these words? The words. Every time I hear the words, what are the words that Moses spoke? What are the words that he spoke to all to call Israel? After concluding the Torah portion, reading and feeding, we have a conclusion from the previous of the exhortations to the whole assembly, which then disperse. Moshe went, Wayelek, Moshe. Moses went from tribe to tribe to announce his approaching end, to comfort Ha'am, to comfort Hizbu, to comfort the people, to comfort Jah people, and to encourage them to put their faith, their emunah, their trust, their yea and their amen, 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 their yea and their amen. He says, I am 120 years old. He says, I'm 120 years old. In the Hebrew, we have ben mea v'esrim. Ben mea v'esrim shana. Anoki hayom, anoki hayom, I hayom, today. He says, ben meyah, we're a serim, shana, 120. Now I'm a son, ben, interesting, in the Hebraic, I'm a son of 100. Ben meyah, we're asrim, shana, 120, asrim, like two, asaret, 10, but asrim, yod mim, where we have two tens, in other words, or 20, we're asrim, 20, today, hayom, I complete the number of my years, on this day, the seventh of Adar, I was born, and on this day, I am to die. I have reached a good age, so do not grieve. Do not grieve over my death, Moshe. Moshe is saying, he says, I can no more. Not because of declining strength. We have this in XXXIV7 in 34 and 7. It's not because of declining strength, but for the reason that the leadership, is being transferred to Yehoshua, to Joshua. That's the reason. It's not because he's getting old, he's sickly or something. No, none of those reasons. In fact, he goes into a little bit of the details, you know, as we go forward. the third verse, he says, Hashem will go over. Hashem will go over. We'll go over before thee. He who be, we be. Yahuwah Eloheka, who? Ober. Who? Ober. 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 They say, Abre, Hebrew, Ibre, Abre, to go over. Ober. Here in this form, Ober. Yahuwah Eloheka, who? Ober. Who? He? Ober. Ober. He will go over. He will go over. Ober Lifaneka. Before your face, Lifaneka, Ober Lifaneka, Ober Lifaneka. He will go over before your faces or before thee. The end of Moses' leadership should not alarm them. It should not alarm us. Because Elohim would be with them. Elohim, he who be, who he be, would be with I and I. What Moshe is saying is that I am a man, I am mortal, and I will be replaced by the oncoming generation. And he names the one. He names who his successor is. Yehoshua. Yehoshua. All right? Yehoshua. Joshua. He names his successor. Elohim will be with them. Imanu. 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 With us. Imanu. With I and we. Imanu. El. Emmanuel. 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 Emmanuel in the Hebrew with us. Emmanuel. 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 El will be with I and we. So this should not alarm them. The end of Moses' leadership. Jah would be with them. And his place, he will be replaced. And his place, be replaced. And his place would be taken by Yehoshua. Yehoshua, by Joshua, by Joshua. This is the first Aliyah. And the Sheni, beginning at verse 4, is the second Aliyah. As we said, this is one of the shortest parshas. This is the shortest. I think this is actually, yes, the shortest parsha. It is one chapter. Shortest Torah portion of reading and feeding. So it's important to chew our food, the manna, the angels, that angel's bread, the messenger, the bread of the messengers of life of the King of Kings Christ. Let's chew I and I manna, the manna, right? The bread, right? As we said, the word that we read and the word that is read, right? And to shema, to hear, and to meditate on this right here. So we have the beginning right here of this Torah portion, reading and feeding, 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 reading and feeding.
story about when Pharaoh heard that there was going to be a redeemer for the Israelites. He asked the one of the guys to come and draw. He said, I want to see what the redeemer is going to look like. And so everybody that came in and drew a picture, he had them killed. And then finally, after like five guys getting killed, the fifth guy's like, listen, you know, I see the same thing these guys see. He says, no, this picture that you're drawing, this person looks disgusting, looks ugly, looks dark. This can't be this great redeemer that you're talking about. But it was. The point is, Moses had to work on himself. Moses had the ability to be an animal. You know, the what do you say, the nadir of moral depravity. He had that ability to go to the lowest part that a human being can go to, because he also had the ability to go to the highest part. So a lot of people don't get that. A lot of people think being good is just like an automatic thing. Yeah, I'm a great person, so either you're great or you're not. No. A bad person can actually be a tzaddik. He just has to work on himself.
The second Aliyah. For this 52nd weekly Torah portion reading and feeding, picking up with verse 4. With Asa, Yahuwah Lahem Ka'asher Asa Le Sihon, Ul Oga Meleke Ha Emori, Ul Aretzam Asher Hishamid Otam. Unatanam, Unitanam Yahuwah Lifanekem. We asasitem lahem kol ha mitzwa asher siyawiti etikem chizko we imatsu chizko we imatsu ala tireu we ala te arsu nipanehem ki Yahuwah Elohekahu ha holek imak lo yeretka we lo ye azabeka we lo ye azabeka. Second Aliyah, the Sheni Aliyah, for this 52nd weekly Torah portion reading and feeding. Why ye lack Moshe? Moses went. So here in the Sheni, in the second Aliyah, at verse 4, with Asa Yahuwah Lahem Ka'asher Asa Le Sihon Ul Oga Melke Ha Emori Ul Arzam Asher Hishamir Otam. And Hashem will do, and he who be, we be, the Yahweh will do to them as he did to Sihon, to Sihon, and to Og, the kings, Malki Ha'emori, the kings of the Amorites, and to their land, Ula Aritzam, when, it says, whom he destroyed. Recalling when, just a few Torah portions previously, what happened? After that, 40 years, a new generation. So we see there's a new generation of Yisraeli, of the Israelites, replacing that old generation. So there's a new generation, the youths. John calls on the youths because they are strong, calling on the youths, this new generation. And this is one of the first victories. You recall how the older generation attempted that in rebellion and disobedience, and what happened when the Amorites chased them from the mountain? Right, it says as bees. Remember that Torah portion, reading and feeding? But then, 40 years later, right, a new generation, because the old generation had to serve their time. They had to do a bid. The wilderness, the Midbar, became a penitentiary for them. But now, this new generation, recalling this victory right here at the beginning of the Sheni Aliyah, the second Aliyah in the shortest Parsha, the shortest Torah portion, reading and feeding. So we need to chew our food right here. It says, and the Yahweh will asa Yahuwah lahem, and the Yahweh will do to them, will asa Yahuwah lahem ka'asher asa, as he did ka'asher asa le Sihon, as he did to Sihon, to Sihon, Ula Og, as he did to Sihon and to Og, Malki Ha'emori, kings of the Amorites, of the Ha'emori, of the Amorites, Ula Aretam, and to their land, not just to the kings of the Amorites, but also Ula Aretam, Ula Aretam, and to their Aretam, to the Aretz, Aretam, their land, to their land, Asher, Asher Hishamid Otam, that which he who be who he be, Asher Hishamid Otam, whom he destroyed, Hishamid Otam, destroy them. Verse 5, and the Yahweh, Una Tanam, Uanitanam Yahuwah Lifanekem, and he who be who he be will deliver them up before you, will give them up. Unatanam, from Natan, to give. Unatanam Yahuwah Lifanekem, will give them up before your face, before you, in your presence, in your perception. Where sitem lahem, and y'all shall do to them. Where sitem do lahem to them. Kol ha mitzvah asher seviti etekem. And y'all shall do to them according to all the commandments. Kol ha mitzvah. Shall do to them how? What you want to do to them? What you think is nice or maybe we should do like this? No, you will do to them. Kol ha mitzvah. Asher seviti etekem. Will do to them. Do to them according to all the commandment. Kakol ha mitzvah. Asher seriti etikem. Asher seriti, which I have commanded etikem, which I have commanded y'all, which I have commanded you. Remember Moshe? Moshe, he went and he spoke these words. He spoke these words. He spoke these words, "Il kol Yisrael," to all of Israel. So what do we have here, Chaverim? Shall do to them, according to the commandment. Right? It's not according to how we feel, sons of Israel, speaking to the sons. He says to the sons, the B'nai, he says, "Are you not as the children of the Ethiopian, the sons of the Ethiopian unto me, O sons of Israel, the B'nai Kushim, the B'nai Yisrael?" He spoke to who? He spoke to all Israel, right? But to whom more is given, more is required. To be first in place, one must be first in merit. This is why Moshe is speaking in this way. He says, Jah will deliver them. He will literally give them. Unatanam Yahuwah Lifnekem. He will give them up before you. So before you will see they have given up. Jah has given them into our hands. And what will happen? And you shall do to them according to all the commandment, to all the commandments, Kakola Mitzvah, Asher Saviti Etikem. Asher Saviti, which I, Saviti Etikem, as some would say, Saviti, properly pointed, Etikem, as I command you all. He says, furthermore, Chizuku, be strong, y'all. Chizuku, when you say Chazak, Wanita Chazik. We're speaking, in that sense, Chazak, saying to this brother, saying Chazak, saying to the eye brother, Chazak, saying to the next brother, Chazak, Wanita Chazik. And all of us, be strong. Some of them say to what I do, Chazak, be strong, Haya, Chazak, be strong, Haya, Chazak, be strong, Haya. And then to all of us collectively, Wanita Chazik, and make I and I be strengthened, make I and I be encouraged. Now, in this form right here, Moshe, going forward, Moshe went from tribe to tribe to announce his approaching and the fulfillment of that mission, all right, with the Israelites. And he
encouraged, he comforted the people and encouraged them. To comfort them, Nachamu, Nachamu, Ami, Ami, my people, my brothers, Chazak, Chazak. Now here, saying to call Israel, all Israel, saying to all Israel, he says, Chizku, Chizku, where Imasu, be strong and of a good courage. Chizku, 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 all of your Chizku, all of your Chazak, all of your Chazak, where Imsu, where Imsu, and be of a good courage. Be of a good courage, amatz, amatz. Be of a good courage, firmness. Firm up ourselves. We're in so. Chizko, we're in so. Be strong and of a good courage. Al tiru. And do not fear. Do not be afraid. Do not fear. He who be, we be. Roeh. Sinai Shepherd, Sinai shall not fear. Be not afraid, nor be affrighted, nor be affrighted. With Allah te arzu, with Allah te arzu, with Allah te arzu. And be not afraid, don't be in a mental shock. Mipaneihem, at them, or from their faces. Mipaneihem, 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 before their faces. Don't be afraid. We don't bend the knee for them. Bend the knee to their flags or their idols. None of that nonsense, that silly Sally shit. No. Try to give us some instruction. But you remember what he says in the verse before? He says, do to them according to all the commandments which I have commanded you. It's our word. Word, sound, power. Without the word, without the sound, there's no power. How can you be strong? With the word, with the sound, there is power. Chizuku. For he who be who he be, thy Elohim, he it is that doth go with thee. He is the one who, ha-holek, who, he, ha-holek, ha-holek, imak, ha-holek, imak, imak, with the eye. He go with the eye. When we say, imanu, imanu, imanu-el, imanu-el, imanu with us, imak, we say imak. Imak, who? He, ha-holeka, imak. He goeth with the eye. He goeth with I and I. He goeth with the eye. So each one, call Israel, hearing this, each one of I and I, receive this personally. Receive this as though it's that indivisible dual responsibility. We take it personal, but it's also the corporate responsibility, but we fulfill that corporate responsibility by fulfilling our personal responsibility. This is why he who be, we be, speaks to us such individually. Overstand that. Overstand and get an understanding of that. What's your standing? Check your standing. Are you standing on that? This is a very important word sound. He it is that doth go with thee. So feeling sorry for yourself. You know, this is the meals to men, man. No, feeling sorry for yourself. Oh, I'm alone. No. He go with I and I. He is with I and I. He is by and I right hand. I and I shall not be moved. See, it's a state of heart and mind. This word, sound, power. It says, lo. Yeritika will law, yeah, azabika, azabika. He will not fail thee. So we individually might fall a little short of fail, but he who be who he be will not fail thee. Nor forsake, leave thee I. He will not forsake thee I, not leave thy. So this word, so if this word, right, this davar, this word. Is in our mouth. If this word is in I and I hearts, the seat of our thought and our thinking, we cannot fail but to do it. But it's the word. The word has to be where? The word has to be in our mouth. It is near. He is near. It is near to I, even in I and I mouth and in I and I heart. In our mouth, speaking on it, but also in I and I heart. All right? The seat of our thoughts, the seat of our thinking. And we must circumcise I and I heart for everything that offends this word. This word. Word up.
So whatever we find as we soul search, even in the season, even in the time, right, in that eye world, the cheshbon ha-nefesh, and the days of repentance and teshuvah and awe, awesome days, we search in our heart and in our mind, when we find that which is offensive to his face, his presence, his perception, we have to cut it out. We got to cut it out. In spirit and in truth, have to circumcise I and I heart. That's what it means to circumcise, right? So that is the circumcision of the flesh, but the circumcision of the heart. So these words, this is why it says, why you like Moshe, why you daber eta debarim ha ele ha debarim. He went and he spoke these words. Why you daber eta ha debarim ha ele. Hadebarim, the words, ha'ele, these words. It's these words. Be strong and of a good courage. Chizku, chizku, chizku. We'imsu, 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 chizku, we'imsu. Be strong and of a good courage, having assured them that Elohim, the true good, the true God, would be with them, I and we. Moshe, he exhorts, he's speaking to build them up. This is the build. We're getting the build here. Build them up so they won't be weak and sick and feeble. And as the lost sheep will be, but they can have a new birth, be born again, have a new reality in he who be, we be. The hotter, the better, the sweeter, the victory. Yeshua, Yeshua, Yeshua. The victory, the salvation. So having assured them that Shah will be with them, Moshe now builds them up to be courageous. Courageous, justice, justice thou shalt pursue. Be courageous, all right? Be courageous and of good cheer, of a good state of mind, positive state of mind. Happiness is not a feeling. Joy is not a feeling. It's a state of mind, right? It's a perception. Can you perceive? Have you received? Right? Let this mind be in thee. Let this mind be in thee. So here's a very, very, very important Moshe speaking these words. Be strong and of a good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid, for he who be, we be thy Elohim. He it is that doth go with thee. He be with I and I. So we might be alone in the sense, but we should never be lonely. See, keeping the covenant, there might be times when we are alone. But in keeping the covenant in spirit and in truth, we are never lonely. See, that lonely becomes a pathology, a sickness, an illness, this lonely vibe, lonely. You know, lonely won't leave me alone. Love the song, though. You know, but in the covenant now, Komosha going to teach us the real song, right? In the covenant now, it says, Chizku ve'imsu. Very, very important word. Be strong and of a good courage. He said, he who be who he be. He who be who he be. Yahuwah Eloheka. Who? Who in the Hebrew? Huwa, 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 who? Often as who, simply. But we break down the hey, the way, and the aleph, H, W, A. Some say huwa, but really we point it as who, right, or huwa. There's a wa there, but it's more light. It's like huwa, 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 right, huwa. He will not fail thee. He will not fail I and I in time of milchama, in time of war, nor forsake I and I. He will not forsake I and I in time of peace. So when it says he will not fail thee in time of war, he will not forsake thee in time of peace. In time of peace. His providence, pro vita, pro before, vita like video, seeing before. That's the name Yahweh Yireh, Jehovah Jireh. Jehovah Jireh, I and I Almighty Provider, his providence will watch over you, watch over y'all, watch over I and I. Yes, I, and here we have another pause in the Aliyah. This will be an opportunity for another one. Hopefully as we move forward, onward and upward, we'll be able to have other brothers either record the portions once we get a good understanding and an understanding. You know, comes that overstand, that manifestation of that. So here we have the end of the Sheni, the second Aliyah, and the beginning of the Shlishi, the third, right? The third Aliyah, right? The third Aliyah going forward and going
up,
and going 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 and
where's our war cry? We don't even know that we're at war. We don't understand that we're in hostile territory. This isn't a time of peace. It's against the principalities and the powers that are puppeteering the people. And we are in a position to see souls set free.
This has been the ancient war cry throughout all the generations of the Hebrew nation.
Rock! Kasak!
Where does it come from? Kasak, this is the Hebrew, the rock-like oomph of the spiritually zealous heart, the game face of a mighty man, tenacity of soul, the gritting of the teeth of the spirit-inspired warrior, and the bearing of those teeth to the enemy. Kasak is possessing a resolute and growling resolve for the glory of God, a flush of spiritual fervor, a tensing of all a soldier's muscles. There's a Kasak. We don't have that spiritually. We should. We don't. Because we don't know what we're engaged with. Did you know that you have the armory of heaven? That you have everything you need for life and godliness to push the enemy forces back? And so when you hear a sock, your knuckles spiritually should immediately turn white. And you should find yourself gritting your spiritual teeth with a belligerence against the enemy. He goes down. There are souls that must be saved. Okay, that's just kasak. The Hebrew statement is rock kasak. However, in the Bible, where that came from, it's kasak emos. The other word that goes with it, emos. It's heavenly audacity. It's rushing headlong into the most hazardous and impossible battles without pausing to consider the impossibilities. Who had emos in the Bible? David? Against Goliath? That's some serious emos. Okay, he's rushing headlong against the Goliath. It's like, David, you might want to think about this a little. No, I'm not weighing the impossibility. This is for my God. It's a confidence in victory even before the field is taken. It's lambs moving with liquid ferocity straight into the lion's lair. How about the three that overheard him in the cave of Adullam? This is all for a cup of cool water from the well of Bethlehem. Those guys had emos. He go running out, break through a garrison of Philistines to grab a cup of cool water and then bring it back through the garrison. They're being hunted by Philistines all the time, trying not to spill a cup of water. That's the moss. Mere men and women on earth are eaten up by the enemy. However, we're not just mere men and women of this earth. We are redeemed. We are bought with a price, and we've been changed into the body of Christ. A mock means swift-footed, all-believing, super-conquering, prevailing faith in the Lord of battles. What happens to the world if Christians once again get kasak and a mock? You know what the apostles had after Pentecost? Something came into them. What was it? You can say it very simply. Kasak and a mock. Spirit of God. He came in to win. He came in to turn this world on its head. Moses' last gasp, this is his great speech before the Promised Land, which he never got to enter into. And he's laying out the ground rules for the kingdom that is about to be established across that Jordan River. Be strong and of good courage. Kasak, amok. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, he it is that does go with thee. He will not fail thee nor forsake thee. And Moses called unto Joshua and said unto him in the sight of all Israel, Kasak amok! Be strong and of good courage, for thou must go with this people unto the land which the Lord has sworn unto their fathers to give them, and thou shalt cause them to inherit it. Well, what's happening there? The men and women of God are coming to take what was purchased, the promise. You are surrounded by 31 hostile empires. That's what they were headed into. 31 empires on the other side of that Jordan River. 31. This is where we are at the Church of Jesus Christ. Yet we are there without a war cry. Let's understand that we are out to win for the glory of Jesus Christ. And even if we die, we win. Doesn't matter what happens to our bodies. We obey, God wins. Now suddenly we're crossing. Joshua is the same name for Jesus in the New Testament, by the way. Yeshua. This is the Savior, the man of salvation, who has come in to bring us into the inheritance. Strong and good courage. For unto this people shall thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swore unto their fathers to give them. Have I not commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Rock to sock. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Rock to sock, Israel. Rock to sock, men and women of God Almighty. All the powers of earth and hell that come against your soul, and all the powers of earth and hell that are puppeteering the lost masses, you hit them square in the teeth. And you show love to this world, to anyone who would spit in your face. You serve them and you love them in return and say, Father, forgive them, they know not what they do. Rock a sock, Israel.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Everybody got a wrong complicated, but Israel don't have it already. Jaja already
at the ground war.
We're coming to take it.
Here I come.
Oi, 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 oi.
At the ground war. Here I come.
Ethiopia land is best of all. Repatriate and make we take it all. Enough land for you and I, man. Work hard and make we do it in a yard.
At the ground war. Africa. Then we move down to South Africa. Make a move over West Africa. And then we end up in Ethiopia, man. Africa,
boy. Oh, yeah, boy, yeah, boy, yeah.
Here I come.
We're coming to take it.
Africa, boy.
Hold on strong.
Here I come.
See the Israelites, them coming.
When we go there, we now run. Cha-cha, no.
Oh,
with the Lord art command, that he shall do them. 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day shall be the holy day, a day of Sabbath, a rest day for the Almighty. Whosoever doeth work, then shall be put to death. When work they shall put to death, he shall kindly no fire show your navigation upon the Sabbath day. Every time I hear the word, every time I hear the word, the word, the word, the word, the word, the word. Every time I hear the word, every time I hear the word. And the Lord said unto Moses, a tree, two table of stone, like unto first, and I will write upon them the table of words, that were the first table which thou art breaking. And be ready in the morning, and come up in the morning unto the Mount Sinai. Every time I hear the word, 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 the word. Word is wind but blows unkind. Every time I hear the word, every time I hear the word. And Moses gathered all his congregation of the children of Israel together, and said unto them, hear the word which the Lord hath command, that we shall do them. 6 days shall do all thy work, but remember the seventh day is the Sabbath day. Sabbath day. Every time I hear the word, every time I hear the word, every time I hear the word, 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 every time I hear the word.
Sabbatical study, this I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong,
Shabbat strong,
Shabbat strong, Shabbat. And hear, 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 Shema Yisrael, hear, 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 give ear, hear for the Shalishi,
for the Shalishi,
for the Shalishi,
for the Shalishi,
for the Shalishi, the Shalishi Aliyah, the third reading, the third Aliyah, third offering up, up offering here for this Shabbat, Wayelech. Sabbath, and he went. Here picking up with the fifth book of Moses, called in English Deuteronomy, Deuteronomy chapter 31, here at verse 7, for the Shalishi Aliyah, for the third reading, third offering, up, up offering. Vayikra Moshe li Yehoshua, vayomer layoa le'aineya kol Yisrael chazak va'emat. Ki ata tabo et ha'am hazeh il ha'aretz asher nishba'ah Yahweh la votam lateta lahem ve'ata tanechiyah lena otam.
And Moses, Moshe, called to Yehoshua, to Joshua, Vayikra, Moshe, Eli, Yehoshua, and said to him in the sight of all Yisrael, Vayomer Layo, Le'aineya, call to Yisrael, be strong and of a good courage, Chazak Awa Emat. Be strong and of a good courage. Chazak wa emat. Be strong and of a good courage. 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 For thou, the I, must go with this people to the land which Yahweh, which Jehovah have sworn to their fathers, to their patriarchs, to give them. Chazak awa emat ki ata taboa eta ha'am hazeh il ha'aret asher nishba'ah yawa la botam la teta lahem. And thou, the I, shalt cause them to inherit it. Ve'ata tanechilena otam. And Yahweh Jehovah, he it is that doth go before thee, I. He will be with thee, I. He will not fail thee, I. Neither forsake thee, I. Fear not, neither be dismayed. And Moshe and Moses wrote this law, this Torah, this direction, instruction, and delivered it to HaKohanim, the priests, the sons of Lewi, of Levi, which who bear the Ark of the Covenant of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, and to all the elders of Yisrael, 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 Yisrael.
Love and hate can never be friends, oh no. Love and hate can never be friends, oh no, oh no. Here I come with love and not hatred. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Yet be no one, no wish to be with no evil man. For there comes a day when you'll be free, by the Father's day. Leave a fruit children. Oh yeah. Leave a pasta children. My head is anointed and my cup runneth over. Yeah. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow I all the days of my life. Thank you.
cup runneth over. Yeah. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow I all the days of my life.
Bowling again, Shalom Chaparim. Here we have today's daily song. We have song.
Psalm 38.
Mizmor lamedhet, Mizmor le David lehaskir, 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 lehaskir.
O Lord, O Lord,
Adonai,
Adonai, rebuke me not in thy wrath, thy wrath, thy wrath, thy wrath.
Adonai, Adonai, al beketzpecha tochicheni, 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 tochicheni.
Neither chasten me in thy hot displeasure, hot displeasure, hot displeasure, hot displeasure.
Uva hamatecha teyassereni, 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 teyassereni.
For thine arrows stick fast in me, in me.
Kichitzecha.
And thy hand presseth me sore.
Presseth me sore. Presseth me sore.
There is no soundness in my flesh because of thine anger, neither is there any rest in my bones because of my sin. For mine iniquities are gone over my head, as an heavy burden they are too heavy for me. My wounds stink and are corrupt because of my foolishness. I am troubled. I am bowed down greatly. I go mourning all the day long, for my loins are filled with a loathsome disease, and there is no soundness in my flesh. I am feeble and sore broken. I have roared by reason of the disquietness of my heart. Lord, all my desire is before thee, and my groaning is not hid from thee. My heart panteth, my strength faileth me. As for the light of mine eyes, it also is gone from me. My lovers and my friends stand aloof from my sore, and my kinsmen stand afar off. They also that seek after my life lay snares for me, and they that seek my hurt speak mischievous things and imagine deceits all the day long. But I, as a deaf man, heard not, and I was as a dumb man that openeth not his mouth. Thus I was as a man that heareth not, and in whose mouth are no reproofs. For in thee, O Lord, do I hope. Thou wilt hear, O Lord my God. For I said, hear me, lest otherwise they should rejoice over me. When my foot slippeth, they magnify themselves against me. For I am ready to halt, and my sorrow is continually before me. For I will declare mine iniquity. I will be sorry for my sin. But mine enemies are lively, and they are strong, and they that hate me wrongfully are multiplied. They also that render evil for good are mine adversaries. Because I follow the thing that good is. Forsake me not, O Lord. O my God, be not far from me. Make haste to help me, O Lord, my salvation, 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 my
salvation. I am that I am, mighty and thunderable, exabir masakan, grama, we rasatar, madani, alam, tina, easterling, the coast, and the gast, sai, kyubya, kyubya, kyubya.
Legashun, agarashu, memelech, memelegashun, memegashme, Ethiopia menage, you know. But I want the next verse with Amharic. But I want the next verse with Amharic.
مزمور 37 بكنيس 37 لسنبت متاسبيا يداويت عبيتو بقرطات تكسف بمعاتهم ما تقلت ፍላጾች ወግተውኛልና እጅህንም ማክብደህብኛልና ከቁጣ የተነሳ ለስጋዬ ጤና የለው ከኃጢአቴም የተነሳ ለአጥንቶቼ ሰላም የላቸው ኃጢአቴ በራሴ ላይ ከፍ ከፍ ብሏልና እንደ ከባድ ሸክምም በላይ ከብዷልና ከስንፍናዬ የተነሳ ቁስሌ ሸተተ በተበተ እጅግ ጎሰቆልኩ ተዋረድኩ ሁልጊዜም በትካዜ መላለሳል ነፍሴ ስድብን ተሞልታለችና ለስጋዬም ጤና የላትምና ታመሙ እጅግም ተቸገር ከልቤ ውዝዋዜ የተነሳ ጮ አቤቱ ፈቃዴ ሁሉ በፊትህ ነው ጭንቀቴም ካንተ አይሰወር ልቤ ደነገጠ ኃይሌም ተወች የዓይኖቼም ብርሃን ፈዘዘ ወዳጆቼም ባልንጀሮቼም ከቁስሌ ገለል ብለው ቆሙ ዘመዶቼም ርቀው ቆሙ ነፍሴንም የሚሽዋት በረቱብኝ መከራዬንም የሚፈልጉ ከንቱን ተናገሩ ሁልጊዜም በሽንገላ ይመክራል እኔ ግን እንደማይሰማ ደንቆሮ አፉንም እንደማይከፍት ዲዳ ሆኖ እንደማይሰማ ሰው በአፉም ተግሳጽ እንደሌለ ሰው ሆኖ አቤቱ ባንተ ታምኛለሁና አቤቱ አምላኬ አንተ ትሰማኛለህ ጠላቶቼ በኔ ላይ ደስ እንዳይላቸው ብያለሁና እግሮቼም ቢሰናከሉ ራሳቸውን በኔ ላይ ከፍ ከፍ ያደርጋሉ እኔስ ወደ ማንከስ ቀርብ ያለሁና ቁስሌም ሁል ጊዜ በፊቴ ነውና በደሌን እናገራለሁና ስለ ኃጢአቴም እተክዛለሁ ጠላቶቼ ሕያዋን ናቸው ይበረቱብኝማ በጠማምነትም የሚጠሉኝ በዙ ጽድቅን ስለ ተከተል በበጎ ፈንታ ክፉን የሚመልሱልኝ ይጠሉኛል አቤቱ አንተ አትጣል አምላኬ ከኔ አትተ አቤቱ መድኃኒቴ እኔን ለመርዳት ፍጥ
Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and as Nora Dawit, Salasa Cement. Psalm 38, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews. Today's daily psalm, Sim Yachink Sa'atas Elot, prayer in an hour of anxiety, an hour of difficulty. Yachink Sa'atas Elot. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, after the order of Melchizedek, righteous king, king of kings, Garmawi, Garmawi, Haile Selassie. So here we compare and contrast the HSV with the KJV. Firstly, the superscription, which reads, according to the Book of the Seven Seals, the Mitzvah Kedus, the Authorized, Advised, and Amharic Bible. We have the superscription here, Bamarinya, Le Senbet, Metaseviya, Ye Dawit, Mezmori, Le Senbet. For the Sabbath, metasebia, a memorial, a remembrance, that which is thought, of course, to be thought of, le senbet, for the Sabbath,
Lesenbet Metasevia Ye Dawit Mezmor. KJV, we have a Psalm of David to bring to remembrance. A Psalm of David to bring to remembrance. Lesenbet Metasevia 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 Ye Dawit Mezmor, 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 Mezmor. Today's daily song, Amharic, English, HSV, Haile Selassie version, compare and contrast side by side with the KJV, with the King James version. Now, just a brief word here, even from the Sefer Tehillim, as we give praise, we should give praise with understanding, understanding, and overstanding. It's a penitence prayer. What we have here is a penitence prayer. There's an analogy with Psalm 6 will at once occur to the reader and also hopefully to the hearer in today's daily psalm. The speaker is afflicted with a serious illness, and his physical condition causes him searchings of heart in conformity with the imnet, the emuna, the belief, the faith. Then held, he acknowledges that his sufferings are the effect of chatiyat, are the effect of sin, are the effect of falling short, are the effect of missing the mark. He therefore offers his prayer, yekink sa'at tz'alot, in an hour of anxiety and difficulty, in a deeply repentant spirit. The occasion which led to the indicting of the poem cannot be determined. Now, some interpret the psalm, today's mezmor, as referring to the nation, but the personal note is strongly marked throughout today's daily psalm. Once again, to the introduction. In the Hebrew, we have mezmor le Dawit le hazikir, hazikir, for remembrance, to bring to remembrance, le hazikir, for a memorial. The Septuagint reads, a psalm of David, a psalm to David for remembrance concerning the Sabbath. As we have here in the HSC, Haile Selassie version, Book of the Seven Seals, Lesenbet Metasevia, for the Sabbath memorial, remembrance. Ye Dawit Mezmor. One more note is that when we say Sabbath, usually it's meant the Sabbath day, but also in the archaic sense, referring to the Shavua, referring to the seven and the fulfillment of the seven, concerning the sabbatical, concerning what ones will call the week, right? The fullness of the week, from the first day to the seventh day. Thus we have Lesenbet Metasevia Ye Dawit Mezmor, today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Melchizedek. So make we ride up. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the one source in Jemral. We begin. Kuter and verse 1. Avetu bekuta at atik sefeng. Mem atehim atigesetseng. Avetu, I father, his father, father of the house, rebuke me not in thy wrath. Avetu bekuta atik sefeng. Neither chasten me, chasten I, neither chasten me in thy heart displeasure. Be ma'at to him, ategeses eng. Kuter hulat, verse 2. Filats ochih, wegata unyalina, ijinim akubadeh binyalina, for thine arrows stick fast in me. Filats ochih, wegata unyalina, and thy hand presseth me sore. Ijinim akibdeh binyalina. Kutar source, verse 3. Kar kutah yetanesa lesigayet eina yeluin. Kachat yatem yetanesa latintoche salam lelachuin. There is no soundness in my flesh because of thine anger. Neither is there any rest in my bones because of my sin, because of my uggery. Verse 4. Hatiate Barase like of Casbeloalina. In the Kabada Shakamima Belaya Kabdoalina. For mine iniquities are gone over mine head. Hatiate Barase like Casbeloalina. As an heavy burden, they are too heavy for me. In the Kabada Shakamim Belaye Kabdoalina. Amis, verse 5. Kasin, kasin na finayi, yetinesau kusleya shetete beseb besem. My wounds stink and are corrupt because of my foolishness. Kasin na finayi, sin na finayi, yetinesau kusleya shetete beseb besem. Kuter sidis, ijiga gwesukwello, tawareduhum, hulgizem, bet kazeye melalesalo. I am troubled. I am troubled. I am bowed down greatly. Ijiga gwesukwello, tawareduhum. I go mourning all the day long. Hulgizem, bet kazeye melalesalo. Kuter sabat, verse 7. Nese. Sidbina temoltalechna, lesigayim et eina yelatimna. For my loins are filled with a loathsome disease, and there is no soundness in my flesh. Nefse sidbin temoltalechna, lesigayim et eina yelatimna. Now here, as we compare and we contrast the Book of the Seven Seals, HSV, the Haile Selassie version, side by side with the KJV. Here we have an interesting verse as we compare and contrast side by side, side by side. Here where we have this verse, it says, my soul, my soul, my soul, my soul, nefse, my soul, sidbin, temola talechna, my soul is full of insults, sidib to montalechna, lesigayim, and for my flesh, taina, health, taina, yelatimna, my flesh lacks health, no soundness, there's no soundness in my flesh. Kuter cement, verse 8. Tamemuhu, ijgima techegaruhu, ka libeya wizwazem yetanesach ohu. I am feeble and sore broken. I have roared. Tamemuhu, ijgima techegaruhu. I have roared by reason of the disquietness of my heart. Ka libeya wizwazem yetanesach ohu. Kuter zeteng, verse 9. Abitu, fekade hulu vefitihino, chinkete makaante ayesawarum. Abitu, Lord, I father, his father, father of the house. Abitu, fekade hulu vefitihino. All my desire, all my will, fekade hulu is before thee, vefitihino, and I present, chinkete. Can contain my anxiety, my groaning, ka ante I saw him, and my groaning, my anxiety is not hid from the eye, ka ante I saw him. Kutelaser, verse 10, leve the negatabing, chaylema tawachinye, ye aino chamber hana fezze, my heart panteth, leve the negatabing. Libbe, my heart, the negative being, libbe, the negative being, my heart, to the mental state of shock, the negative being, against I, the negative being, my heart panted, chaylem, and my strength, tawachin, my strength leaves, left eye, tawachin, as for the light of mine eyes, ye ayno chimbran, fezze, it also is gone from me, and the light of my eyes is fuzzy, it's blurry. Kutar Asara An, verse 11. Wadajo chim, balinjoro chim, kokusle galela below komu, zemedo chim, riko komu. My lovers and my friends stand aloof from my sore. Wadajo chim, balinjoro chim, kokusle galela below komu, and my kinsmen stand afar off. Zemedo chim, riko komu. kutera asara, kuta asara, asara, asara hulet, nefsenema yemi shuata beretubim, mekrayenem yemi yefalgu, kentuna tenagar hulgizem, beshengela yemekralu. They also that seek after my life, lay snares for me, lay snares. They sneers for I, Nesenem Yemishuat Baretuvim, and those who seek for my soul, my psyche, my soul, my nefs, Nesenem Yemishuat Baretuvim. They are vigorous, they're vigorous against I. And they that seek my hurt speak mischievous, they speak mischievous things. They speak vanity and imagine deceits all the day long. Always, all the time, they counsel in flatteries, with flatteries. Kutar asra sos, verse 13. Inegin in the mai samad and koro. Afunim in the mai kefta didahonhu. But I, inegin, but I, as a deaf man, heard not in the mai samad and koro. And I was as a dumb man that openeth not his mouth. Afu nimin demai kefta didahonhu. Kutarasararat, verse 14. In demai samaso, v'afu mategzatza in delaylo sohonhu. Thus, like this, I was as a man that heareth not in demai samaso, and in whose mouth the afum, in whose mouth are no reproofs, in the maisama soba fuma texat in the leilo sohonhu kuter asara amis, verse 13. Avetu be ante tamnyal hunna avetu amlaki ante tisemanyal, for in the eye. Avetu, I fathers, father, father of the house. Avetu be ante tamnyal hunna, do I hope? Do I trust? Am I confident? Thou, the eye, wilt hear. O Lord, my God, I bear to amlaki ante tisemanyale, ante tisemanyale. Kutarasara sedis, verse 16. Telatoche ben elai desin the maila cho abialuna. Egroche mabis and akalu rasachewina ben elai kefkefla yadargalu. For I said, hear me, lest otherwise they should rejoice over me. When my foot slippeth, they magnify themselves against I. Telatoche benelai desin lai lacho bialuna. Groche mabis nakulu rasachuin benelai kafkafaya dergalu. Kutarasara sevat, verse 17. Ines, what a man kesa karvealuna. Kuslem hulgizem befitenuna. For I am ready to halt. And my sorrow is continually, itinually, always before I. Kuslame and my wound. Kuslame, kuslame, hulgize befite nuna. Kutara asara cement. Verse 18. Bedelein in agraluna. Silhatiatem et kazalu. For I will declare mine iniquity. Bedelein inagralo, my wrong, I will speak of my wrong, I will declare mine iniquity. Bedelein inagralo, silachat yatem, itekzalo, I will be sorry for my uckery, for my sin, chat yatem, and my sin and my uckery, itekzalo. Kuta asra zet en, verse 19. Telatoche yawana cho yiberatu bin mal bet mamanetema yamit alunya bezu. But my enemies are lively. Telatoche yawana cho, and they are strong. They are vigorous. They're vigorous against I. Yiberatu bin mal, and they and them that hate I wrongfully are multiplied. Bet mama netem yemit alun bezu kuter haya, verse 20. Sidkina sile tekatelhu. They also that render evil for good are mine adversaries, because I follow the thing, I follow the thing, I follow the thing that is, that good is. Verse 21, forsake me not, Avetu, I father, his father, O father of the house, Avetu, Ante Atet Aleng, Amlaki, Kene Atarak, O my God, O my source, Amlaki, Kene Atarak, be not far from I, Kene Atarak, Kuter Haya Hulet. Verse 22, Avetu, Medhanite, Enena Lemerdata Fiten, make haste to help I, O Lord, my salvation, Abetu, my father, his father, father of the house, Medhanite, my medicine, my salvation, Enen Lemerdata Fiten, make haste, Enen, for I, make haste to help I, Enen Lemerdata Fiten.
مزمور سلاسة سبع بكرن سلاسة سبع لسنبت مكتاسبيا يداويت مكتاسبيا مزمور سلاسة سبع بكرن سلاسة سبع لسنبت مكتاسبيا يداويت مكتاسبيا عبيتو بكتاحت تكتف بمعاتهم مكتاسبيا ፍላጥቆችህ ወግተውኛልና እጅህንም አክብደህብኛልና ከቁጣህ የተነሳ ለሥጋዬ ጤና የለው ከኃጢአቴም የተነሳ ለአጥንቶቼ ሰላም የላቸው ኃጢአቴ በራሴ ላይ ከፍ ከፍ ብሏልና እንደ ከባድ ሸክምም በላዬ ከብዷልና ከስንፍናዬ የተነሳ ቁስሌ ሸተተ በተበተ እጅግ ጎሰቆል ተዋረድኩ ሁሉ ጊዜም በትካዜ መላልፋል ነፍሴ ስድብን ተሞልታለችና ለሥጋዬም ጤና የላትም ታመሙ እጅግም ተቸገር ከልቤ ውዝዋዜ የተነሳ ጮ አቤቱ ፈቃዴ ሁሉ በፊትህ ነው ጭንቀቴም ካንተ አይሰወር ልቤ ደነገጠ ኃይሌም ተወች የዓይኖቼም ብርሃን ፈዘዘ ወዳጆቼም ባልንጀሮቼም ከቁስሌ ገለል ብለው ቆሙ ዘመዶቼም ርቀው ቆሙ ነፍሴንም የሚሸዋት በረቱብኝ መከራዬንም የሚፈልጉ ከንቱን ተናገሩ ሁልጊዜም በሽንገላ ይመክራል እኔ ግን እንደማይሰማ ደንቆሮ አፉንም እንደማይከፍት ዲዳ ሆን እንደማይሰማ ሰው ባፉም ተግሳጽ እንደሌለ ሰው ሆን አቤቱ ባንተ ታምኛለሁና አቤቱ አምላኬ አንተ ትሰማኛል ጠላቶቼ በኔ ላይ ደስ እንዳይላቸው ብያለሁና እግሮቼም ቢሰናከሉ ራሳቸውን በኔ ላይ ከፍ ከፍ ያደርጋል እኔስ ወደ ማንከስ ቀርብ ያለሁና ቁስሌም ሁሉ ጊዜ በፊቴ ነውና በደሌን እናገራለሁና ስለ ኃጢአቴም እተክዛለሁ ጠላቶቼ ሕያዋን ናቸው ይበረቱብኝማ በጠማምነትም የሚጠሉኝ በዙ እድቅን ስለ ተከተል በበጎ ፈንታ ክፉን የሚመልሱልኝ ይጠሉኝ
አቤቱ አንተ አስጣለኝ አምላኬ ከኔ አስጣ አቤቱ መድኃኒቴ እኔን ለመርዳት
Neither chasten me in my hot displeasure, hot displeasure, hot displeasure, hot displeasure.
Uva hamatecha teyasereni.
For thine arrows stick fast in me, in me.
Kichitzecha mihatu mihatu.
And thy hand presseth me sore, presseth me sore.
Alai yadecha.
There is no soundness in my flesh because of thine anger, neither is there any rest in my bones because of my sin. For mine iniquities are gone over my head, as an heavy burden they are too heavy for me. My wounds stink and are corrupt because of my foolishness. I am troubled, I am bowed down greatly. I go mourning all the day long, for my loins are filled with a loathsome disease, and there is no soundness in my flesh. I am feeble, sore broken. I have roared by reason of the disquietness of my heart. Lord, all my desire is before thee, and my groaning is not hid from thee. My heart panteth, my strength faileth me. As for the light of mine eyes, it also is gone from me. My lovers and my friends stand aloof from my sore, and my kinsmen stand afar off. They also that seek after my life lay snares for me, and they that seek my hurt speak mischievous things and imagine deceits all the day long. But I, as a deaf man, heard not, and I was as a dumb man that openeth not his mouth. Thus I was as a man that heareth not, and in whose mouth are no reproofs. For in thee, O Lord, do I hope. Thou wilt hear, O Lord my God. For I said, hear me, lest otherwise they should rejoice over me. When my foot slippeth, they magnify themselves against me. For I am ready to halt, and my sorrow is continually before me. For I will declare mine iniquity, I will be sorry for my sin. But mine enemies are lively, and they are strong, and they that hate me wrongfully are multiplied. They also that render evil for good are mine adversaries, because I follow the thing that good is. Forsake me not, O Lord. O my God, be not far from me. Make haste to help me, O Lord, my salvation. My salvation, my salvation, my salvation, my salvation. My
Chet. So here we have in Mizmor Lamed Chet.
Lamed Chet.
Mizmor Lamed Chet. Psalm 38, Psalm XXXVIII. The superscription, also called the title, in the KJV Bibles, once again, for the Talmudim, for the disciples. When you look in the KJV Bibles, the superscription, Hebraically, the first verse, the Aleph verse, is the small type you find after the psalm and the number in the KJV versions that's not numbered in the King James Version, the translation, but in the Hebrew, that is the first verse. So that's usually the verse that gets the initial emphasis because it sets up the context, especially in the Midrash, in the study of the psalm. So here, in looking at today's psalm, in Psalm 38, Mizmor Lamed Chet, we have Mizmor LeDawid LeHazkir, LeHazkir, Mizmor LeDawid LeHazkir, LeHazkir, to make memorial, a psalm of David, a Mizmor, a chant, Isis, in the sense of Isis, Zamar, Mizmor LeDawid LeHazkir, LeHazkir, to make memorial, memorial. In the King James Version, the KJV, this superscription is translated Lehazkir, Lehazkir, is translated as to bring to remembrance. So we have Lehazkir, to bring to remembrance, according to the KJV. In the Sefer Tehillim, in the Hebrew Psalter, we have the translation as to make memorial. Now, why is this important? Well, this is very important because here, in the superscription, in the title, the Hebraic, the Hebrew Aleph verse, the first verse, the Aleph verse, we have Mizmor LeDawid LeHazkir, a psalm of David, Mizmor LeDawid, to make memorial. KJV translates it as to bring to remembrance. But what is LeHazkir, LeHazkir, LeHazkir? What is LeHazkir? Is it to make memorial or to bring to remembrance? And why is this the key for us, especially in I&I sabbatical studies, in the discipleship, and in the Torah studies? Here, when we begin with Vayikra, Vayikra, and he called. Vayikra, Vayikra, Kara, and he called. And Yahuwah Jehovah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he called out of the tabernacle, the Ohel Moed, out of the Mishkan, the sanctuary, to Moshe, beginning off the third book of Moses, known as Leviticus, the Sefer Vayikra, the cipher of he calls, the calling. So here we have a few important themes. One is the call and the calling. Many are called, few are chosen. Robeinu Yeshua HaMoshiach reminds us. So the idea of the call, called to be a holy nation, right? A holy nation, and a chosen priesthood, a royal priesthood, right? A royal priesthood, a kingdom, right? Of the priesthood, a royal priesthood. So in the Old Testament, we have the beginning and the revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem's intent, the Holy One's intent for Yisrael. Now here, if we turn to the scriptures, let's go to a little study right here, and how today's Psalm, Psalm 38, and in the season concerning Leviticus is very much a key. We're going to be zooming in on chapter 2, in particular verse 2, with the sweet savor offerings. The second item in Leviticus chapter 2 is the what's called the meat offering. Now the meat offering, as it's called in the translation, is actually a bloodless offering. More correctly, it should be referred to as the meal offering. Hebraically is the mincha. The mincha, some enunciate as the mincha. The mincha, the mincha, mincha. The mincha is the meal offering. The meal offering, it is usually a grain offering, and it's also what is called a bloodless offering. Here, this is Moshiach. This is Messiah, Christos, Christ, the anointed Moshiach, in his human perfections, tested by sufferings. So here's a reference to the Torah, the direction, instruction, the Torah of this offering, furthermore in Leviticus chapter 6. Leviticus chapter 6, verse 14 to verse 23. This is just bringing detail and light to Leviticus chapter 2. How is Leviticus chapter 2, in particular verse 2, related with the superscription, the first verse of today's psalm, Mizmor Lamed Chet, Psalm 38, a psalm of David, to bring to remembrance, or more better, to make memorial. Mizmor LeDawid LeHazkir. lehazkir, lehazakir. What is lehazakir? So let's get to the root word hazakir, hazakir, lehazakir. To make memorial within the Levitical sense, to make memorial, not the memorial offering, that memorial in the Levitical sense, then we have the idea of bringing to remembrance through that act, bringing to remembrance before he who be who he be through that act of offering, through that act of offering. So what is this act of offering that Dawid here in Mizmor le Dawid, le Hazakir, is doing and accompanying with the Psalms? So here we have the Psalms and Dawid and David in the tabernacle of David bringing out the new covenant, the Brit Chadasha, man after Yahuwah, Jehovah's own heart, bringing out the new covenant sense of the liturgical use, the higher use, according to the pattern that we have in HaTorah, according to the pattern that we have in Torah, and especially here in Leviticus, the third book, and we have Dawid of the tribe of Judah bringing forward even that higher aspect of the offering and that heart, the heart of the matter, according to Yahuwah, according to Jehovah HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, Baruch Hashem, blessed be the name. And it's important to note, also important to note that this is what is called a penitential psalm, a psalm relating to or expressing penance. So often the psalm is referred to as a penitential psalm, a psalm relating to penance or expressing a state of penitence, like a repentance state. So what is today's psalm associated with? What's an overview? Let's get some basic, a basic 411 overview, and then we can elaborate more on Lehazikir. Then Lehazikir would come into a better context. Now, in some translations, based on the KJV, the superscription is included as verse 1. In some Bibles, like here, looking in this particular Bible, I'm looking in Scofield Study Bible, a psalm of David to bring to remembrance is before the first so-called proper verse. But in the online, the Word software that we have advantage of right here, it includes it within the first verse. So it's all included as the first verse. So here, to put today's psalm, Psalm 38, a penitential psalm, and also in the Sefer Tehillim, it is deemed a penitence prayer, a repentant prayer, a repentant prayer, bringing out that sense even more today, because we're going from like the older translations, even for KJV, and bringing it into today's context. So today's psalm, the author, and here we can take Dawid, David, because the superscription means more Dawid. Here, David, the author, asks Jehovah, asks Adonai to deliver, to deliver him, to snatch him from his enemies. He confesses his sin, his uckery, his falling short, his missing of the mark, and he recognizes that cognizance and recognition. He recognizes that the crisis that he faces, and he faces, is the result of divine, of the divine discipline. So here, this psalm has a theme of confessing one's falling short, missing the mark, and recognizing that the crisis that one is facing in context of today's psalm, Mizmor Lamed Chet, Psalm 38, is the result of divine, divine discipline. And that word discipline, tokaha, you know, tokaha, discipline, and also connected with musar, discipline, as well as instruction or correction. Sometimes in the translation, it's been translated into English as chastening. Every son whom the father loves, he chastens, he disciplines. So here, facing the result, right, facing this crisis, right, which is the result of divine, divine chastisement, divine discipline, and we say discipleship. Yet, he begins, right, by begging Yahuwah. Right, he begs Yahuwah not to reject him. So thus we have the first verse here. Right, O Lord, right, O Lord, rebuke me not in thy wrath, neither chasten me in thy hot displeasure. Mizmor le Dawid le Hazikir, Yahuwah Allah birketzpeka te tokecheni, Yahuwah Allah birketzpeka tokecheni. Neither chasten I in thy wrath. Uva chamatika te yasareini. neither chasten I in thy wrath. U ba chamateka ham. Don't be ham. Asking Yahuwah Jehovah not to go ham, not to go ham. U ba chamateka. U ba chamateka. U ba chamateka in the eyes chamat, in the eyes wrath, fiery, hot, ham. In the eyes ham, in the eyes wrath. U ba chamateka te yasareini, te yasareini. Chasten me not, neither chasten me not. So here is the opening of today's song. Now, the superscription, Lehazikiah. What about Lehazikiah? Right? The Hebrew text, Lehazikiah, may be translated, and it has been translated as to bring or to cause, to remember, to bring to remembrance. This is what we have in the 1611 KJV translation, to bring to remembrance. To cause to remember. Now, the same form, and here we have Hebraically, according to the Hebrew grammar, getting into the grammar of the matter, we have the hifil, right, the infinitive, right? So we have zakar, the root word zakar, to remember. Zakar, the H2142, zakar. What is zakar? Zakar has three entries. Right, the H2142, a very key word, zakar. What is zakar? Zakar properly is to mark so as to be recognized, to mark so as to be recognized. The sense of this in S, to remember. So when we remember is to mark something so as what we mark is recognized. The second entry for the Hebrew zakar, the H2142, is to mention zakar. The third entry, also as a denominative, right, is to be male. So zakar, to mark, that is to remember, to mention, zakar, and to be male, zakar. So we have male and female, he created them. Male, zakar u nekeva, zakar u nekeva, right, zakar, male. To be male. Now, the entry in the KJV use from this root, this Hebrew root word, zakar, right? Zakar, to remember, to mark, to mention, to be male. Often, this root word has been translated, this is very interesting, a couple of the senses that's translated. One, to burn, aishens, as we have even in the connection right here with lehazikir, to burn aishens. The sense of earnestly, the sense to be male, to mention, to make mention of, to be mindful, to recount, to record, zakar, recorder, remember, make to be remembered, to make to be remembered, to bring, right, to bring to remembrance, as we have translated in the KJV, Psalm 38, the superscription connected with the first verse, to bring to remembrance, to call to remembrance, to come to remembrance, to keep to remembrance, to put to remembrance, to bring in remembrance, to keep in remembrance, right? To think on, in the sense of think well, to think on. So here we get to the very root of lehazikir, right? With zakar, right? Zakar. Now, why is that important with Wayikra? With Wayikra in Leviticus chapter 2, right, in Leviticus chapter 2, what do we have right here? Right, in Leviticus chapter 2, it says, the meal offering, in connection with the meal offering, the mincha, Hebraically, mincha, HaKohen, the priest was commanded to make the memorial part, azkara, to make the memorial part, azkara, thereof smoke up on the altar. In Leviticus chapter 2, at the second verse, here it reads, Vehiktir hakohena eta azkarataha ha nizabecha ishe reyach niyachocha layahua. So the fuller verse right here, we're reading from the Chumash right here, where it says, and the priest shall make the memorial part thereof smoke. Where hikatir, hiktir, to burn Aishans, to cause Aishans to smoke. Hiktir, 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 where hiktir hakohain, the priest shall cause to smoke, et azkarata, azkarata, the memorial part thereof smoke, ha mizbecha, on the mizbecha, on the altar, ha mizbecha, on the altar, ishe reyach, niyachoach, layahua, an offering made by fire, ishe, the word ishe, being brought out from the Hebrew, is an offering made by fire, is the ishe, ishe reyach, niyachoach, niyachoach, layahua, an offering made by fire of a sweet savor, of a sweet savor, of a reyach nichoach, nichoach, reyach nichoach, reyach nichoach, sweet savor, sweet smell, la Yahuwah, to Jehovah, to he who be, who he be. So that's the connection with le hazikir right there. We have the le hazikir, right? We also have this in the heading, superscription, the title of Psalm 70, le hazikir. Now some understand this based on the scripture in the sense of for the memorial offering, for the memorial offering. But it also carries the idea of bringing one's plight to Ha-Elohim, Eloheinu, to Yahuwah, to Jehovah's attention. So both the connection of the memorial part of the offering, the remembrance part, memorial part, and in the bringing to effect what we have here in Vayikra, Leviticus, chapter 2, verse 2, this also causes to bring the one's plight, who is the offerer. And when you look at this in the fuller context right here, let's just bring KJV to light. And all this is connected with Leviticus and also how the Psalms, such as the Psalms of Dawid, reflect that Hebrew prophecy concerning our Lord coming from the tribe of Yehuda, of Judah, what Dawid brings forward here, even in today's Psalm, Mizmor Lamed Chet. So here, KJV reads, verse 1 and 2, and when any will offer a, KJV says meat offering, but as we explained, the meat there is in the old English sense of meat as something to be eaten, but more correctly, it's a meal. It's a grain offering, the meal offering, la Yahuwah, to Jehovah. His offering shall be of fine flour, and he shall pour oil upon it and put frankincense thereon. Verse 2, and he shall bring it to Aharon's sons, HaKohanim, to Aaron's sons, the priests. And he shall take there out his handful of the flour thereof, and of the oil thereof, with all the frankincense thereof. And the priest shall burn the memorial of it up on the altar, to be an offering made by fire of a sweet savor, la Yahuwah, to Jehovah. Now, immediately if one is paying attention, we'll notice the difference in the translation. Here KJV says, and the priest shall burn the memorial of it upon the altar. From the Hebrew, in the Sefer Chumash, from the Hebrew right here, we have the translation, and the priest shall make the memorial part thereof smoke upon, up on the altar, where hikatir hakohena eta azkarataha ha mizabeha isheya reyacha nichoha la Yahuwah. This is a better translation from the Hebrew. The better translation from the Hebrew is, and the priest shall make the memorial part, the azkara, or the azkarata, thereof smoke. Hikatir, we are from the Kitaret, Katar, to smoke, to burn Aishans. Hikatir, where Hikatir HaKohen, et azkarataha, ha mizbecha, on the altar, the mizbecha, ishe, offering made by fire, ishe, reyacha nichocha, sweet savor, sweet smelling, reyach nichocha, la Yahuwah, to Jehovah. So here KJV just brings out a sense of shall burn the memorial. So you just get the idea of something burning. But the Hebraic, where hikatir, atir, to katar, kitaret, to cause it to smoke, and being an offering made by fire, of a sweet savor. So the memorial,
The word in the KJV, memorial, mo better, is the memorial part, the azkarata, the azkarata, the azkarata, right? So as we just go a little bit forward here, just to bring out this sense of the superscription, what is it saying, and how should this be understood so we can give praise with understanding. Now, here, this psalm, in common with Psalm 70, verses 1 to 5, to chief musician, a psalm of David to bring to remembrance. So here, again, we have this idea in Psalm 70, to bring to remembrance, or to make memorial, the Azkarata. So here, it bears the inscription, Lehazkir, Lehazkir, as we have in today's psalm, Lehazkir, Mizmor de David, Lehazkir. Psalm of David, a chant, Isis of David, of Dawit, to make remembrance, Lehazekiah. Now, the chronicler, in Chronicles, we have 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 4, refers to these here, Hazkir, these Hazkir Psalms together with the Hodu and the Hallelujah. So they are the Hodu, to give thanks, oh give thanks, Hallelujah. Praise ye Yah, and the Hazkir. So the Hazkir, the remembrance. So here the chronicler in 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 4. Let's go there. 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 4 says, and he appointed certain of the Levites to minister before the ark of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, and to record, and to thank, and praise Yahuwah, Elohei Israel. The Elohim, the true good, the true God, the true power of Israel. So here in 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 4, KJV version, and he appointed. Now the word certain is italicized, so it's not there. So he appointed of the Levites to minister before the ark, the Tabot in the Ethiopic, before the Aaron of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, and to record, one, to record, and to thank, two, and praise Yod Hey Wehe Yahweh Yahweh Elohei Israel, the Elohim of Israel. Let's just bring this down to Hebrew right here, this verse right here. Bring this up. Wayitain Lifne Aaron Yahweh Mina Halloween Me Shartim Uale Hazakir Uale Hodot Uale Halel La Yahweh Elohei Israel. So here, very interesting, this relation, this connection here in the Hazkir, to bring to remembrance here in today's psalm is strictly Levitical. Question that should be asked and we will ask is, how and why is David of the tribe of Judah bringing out this higher Levitical point, as we have the epistle to the Hebrews concerning, you know, the tribe of Judah? We're going to bring that out as an exhibit right here. It is evident that Adonainu, our Adonai, sprang out of Yehuda, Judah, of which tribe Moshe spake nothing concerning priesthood. Moses spake nothing concerning priesthood from the tribe of Yehuda. But here we have David. Here we have David, right? Even in the Brit Yeshana, here we have David. Here we have David speaking to these Levitical things here in this penitent prayer, Mizmor Lamed Chet, Psalm 38. Here in the superscription, a psalm of David, Lehazkir, Lehazkir. And here in 1 Chronicles, chapter 16, verse 4, it reads, and he appointed of the Levites to minister before the Aaron, Yahuwah, the Ark of Jehovah, and to record, Lehazkir, to record and to thank and praise Yahuwah, Elohei Israel, to praise he who be, we be, the power, the Elohim of Israel. So here, what we have to ask is in 1 Chronicles, right, in 1 Chronicles, chapter 16, who are we speaking of? Verse 1 says, so they brought the ark of Ha-Elohim, the true good, the true God, and set it in the midst of the tent that David had pitched for it. And they offered burnt sacrifices and peace offerings, Lifnei Elohim, before Elohim. And when David had made an end of offering the burnt offerings, the Olot, and the peace offerings, the shalami. He blessed Ha'am, the people, in the name, B'Shem Yahuwah, name of He who be, who He be. And He dealt to every one of Yisrael, both man and woman, to everyone a loaf of bread. So we have this idea of a loaf of bread. A loaf of bread and a good piece of flesh and a flagon of wine. And verse 4, now the connectivity with what we have here in today's psalm and also what we have in First Chronicles in the scripture, giving us a better understanding, so we give praise. As Psalm 47, verse 7 says, give praise, Isis, with understanding, skillfully, overstanding. Here, he appointed, so Dawid appointed of the Levites to minister before the Aaron, Yahuwah, the Aaron, the Ark of Jehovah, for the Tabot of Exalia, and to record, and to thank, and praise He who be, we be, the power, true good, true God of Yisrael. Vayitein lifnei Aaron Yahuwah min ha-Lewim mi-Sharetim u'ale ha-Zikir u'ale hodot u'ale halel la-Yahuwah Elohei Yisrael. So here the chronicler in 1 Chronicles chapter 16 verse 4 refers to the Hazkir, to the hodot, to the halel, to the Hazkir psalms, the remembrance psalms, to the hodu psalms, to the thank psalms, and to the hallelujah, right? The praise, the illilta psalms, in connection with the presentation of the meal, the mincha, the meal offerings, called the mincha, right? Some Yehudis refer to it as mincha. So you may hear mincha. Hebraically is mincha, right? And the minchot, right? The meal offerings, a portion of the meal. Remember, the meal offering is a bloodless offering. It's a grain, right? A grain offering, right? Because some would think that when we say Leviticus and the offerings and the sacrifice and the offerings, one might think it's always debtors or always no. But here, this is very important, the meal offering, the significance of what Dawid has here in the superscription of Psalm 38, Mizmor Lamed Chet. So a portion of the meal offering was cast into the altar fire, vis-a-vis a handful of the meal, the grain, mixed with oil, and the entirety of the aishins, the entirety of the incense, the entirety of the aishins. And we have this here in Leviticus chapter 2, verse 2, Vayikra, right? Perek Beit, right? Verse Beit, right? So here in the house, right, a handful of meal, of grain mixed with oil, and the whole of the aishins, of the incense. This portion was called the Azkara, right? The Azkara offering. And now here we have this is Anamnesis. Anamnesis. No, I'm looking at the coin of Greek right here, because this comparison here in the notes right here. And to offer it, so the Azkara from Zakar, remembrance, memorial, to offer it, Hazkir, the hefil of it, because the ascending smoke was intended to bring the owner of the offering into remembrance, lehazkir. So both the memorial part, making that memorial offering, is to bring the owner of the offering into remembrance with Yahuwah Eloheinu, He who be, we be, I and I Elohim, true good, true God, in connection with the presentation of this memorial portion of the mincha, the two psalms, speaking about Psalm 38, with the superscription lehazkir, and Psalm 70, superscription lehazkir, right? So the two psalms are appointed to be used as prayers, penitential psalm, repentance psalm, as prayers. Hence we have the inscription at the presentation of the Azkara, Mizmor le Dawid le Hazikir. Le Hazikir is the presentation of the Azkara, which is the portion taken from the meal offering, from the mincha, the meal offering, the grain offering. Now the LXX, it's interesting, it adds Ferito Sabato, right? Perhaps equivalent to last Shabbat, we have this right here. So in this psalm, today's psalm, Mizmor Lamed Chet, we find a repetition of a peculiarity of the penitential psalms, the Hebrew repentance psalm, vis-a-vis that the praying one has to complain not only of afflictions of body and soul, but also of outward enemies who come forward as his accusers and take occasion of his sin, of his uckery, of his lack, his falling short, his missing the mark. They take occasion of his sin to prepare the way for his ruin. This arises from the fact that the Berit Hashana Mitmanan, the believer, right, whose perception of chet, sin, right, was not as yet so spiritual. So we have a more, maybe, we should have a more spiritual, a more refined, from the five cycle to the meta-five cycle, metaphysical, spiritual understanding. But here we have the Old Testament, you said the Old Testament Mitmanan, right, whose perception of chet, sin, akri, was not as yet so spiritual and deep as that we have in the Berit Chadasha sense, in the Berit Chadasha sense. But David, David's perception, a man after Yahuwah, Jehovah's own heart, his perception, as we find in today's psalm, is much deeper. Right? This is where we make the connection even with Hebrews, right? And it's evidence that Rovenu sprang from the tribe, the Mateh Yehuda, tribe of Judah. Right, so it's not as deep. So here we have almost always calls to mind some sinful act that has become openly known. So here in the case of David, some put forward that is the Bathsheba, that this psalm, as well as other psalms, is connected with the testimony, right? The testimony, and we could say the liturgy, speaking to that particular situation right there. But his sin, his sinful act, his deed, has become openly known. So the psalm here speaks to that uckery, that falling short that has become openly known, and the foes, the enemies, the haters, who would then prepare for one's ruin, because we got you, right? These are the instruments of the satanic power of evil, of calumny, of hurt, of wrong, of misfortune, of bad things, right? So Psalm 38, verse 21, very interesting, this verse right here. We have Yistanuni. Is this Yistanuni? Yistanuni. Right? Yistanuni. I think we have this here in today's psalm, Psalm 38. Let's look at this verse right here. Just to bring this out as an example right here. It says right here, was it verse 21? Verse 21. The KJV verse 21. Here we have this. They also that repay evil for good are adversaries to me, because I follow the thing that is good, the thing that good is, right? So here we have yistanuni. So the word in the Hebrew, sitanuni, sitanuni, the Satan, the satanic, sitanuni, yistanuni, yistanuni, yistanuni tachat, right? Tofe, oh, rodefe, yes, oh, good, because I follow that which good is, right? So this becomes perceptible to the New Covenant Mitmanan. In the New Covenant sense, you can perceive what David, the higher sense that he is coming from, but according to the pattern, right, that pattern of, we could say, of Levi or Aaron there, right? So more perceptible to the Berit Chadasha Mitmanan, even without the intervention of outward foes, desires the death of the sinning one, whereas Ha'el, the true good, the true God, wills that he and we should live. Yes, I, Rastafari. So here, today's psalm, a penitential psalm, repentance psalm, Psalm 38, placed immediately after Psalm 37, some say on account of the similarity of its close to the Tav, or the Taweh strophe of that psalm. It begins, today's psalm, like Psalm 6, verses 1 to 10. If we regard David's adultery as the occasion of it, more especially connecting 2 Samuel chapter 12, verse 14, then Psalm 6, verses 1 to 10, Psalm 38, Psalm 51, and Psalm 32, verse 1 to 11, they form a chronological series, a chronological series. David, the well-beloved, and I is distressed, both in mind and body, forsaken by his friends and regarded by his foes as one who is cast off forever. The fire of divine anger burns within him like a fever, and the divine Ivine withdraw, as it were, rest upon him like darkness, like disillumination. But he and I fights his way by prayer through this fire and this darkness to the bright confidence, the eifidence, the godfidence of the true faith, the faith of the King of Kings. The psalm, the mizmor, although it is the pouring forth of such elevated and depressed, downpressed feelings, is nevertheless symmetrically and skillfully laid out. It consists of three main paragraphs that divide into four. We have Psalm 38, verse 2, 3, Psalm 38, verse 10, and 4, Psalm 38, verse 16, tetrastiches. That's metrical divisions when we look at it as a composition. The way in which the names, and this is the key, the way in which the names of Ha'el, the El, the true good, the true God, the Almighty, Ha'elohim, are brought in is well conceived. The first word of the first group or the paragraph is Yahuwah. Jehovah, he who be, who he be. The first word of the second group is Adonai, Adonai, Adonai. And in the third, Yahuwah and Adonai, in the third group, Yahuwah and Adonai, are used interchangeably twice. The psalm, in common with Psalm 70, first five verses, bears the inscription, Le Hazikir, to make memorial, to bring, to cause, to remember, to bring to remembrance, 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 to
remembrance.
So here we have in Mizmor Lamed Chet. Mizmor Lamed Chet. Psalm 38, Psalm XXXVIII. The superscription, also called the title, in the KJV Bibles, once again, for the Talmudim, for the disciples. When you look in the KJV Bibles, the superscription, Hebraically the first verse, the Aleph verse, is the small type you find after the psalm and the number in the KJV versions that's not numbered in the King James Version, the translation, but in the Hebrew, that is the first verse. So that's usually the verse that gets the initial emphasis because it sets up the context, especially in the Midrash, in the study of the psalm. So here, in looking at today's psalm, in Psalm 38, Mizmor Lamed Chet, we have Mizmor LeDawid LeHazkir, LeHazkir, Mizmor LeDawid LeHazkir, LeHazkir, to make memorial. A psalm of David, a mizmor, a chant, Isis, in the sense of Isis, Zamar, mizmor, LeDawid, LeHazikir, LeHazikir, to make memorial. In the King James Version, the KJV, this superscription is translated, LeHazikir, LeHazikir, is translated as to bring to remembrance. So we have LeHazikir, to bring to remembrance, according to the KJV. In the Sefer Tehillim, in the Hebrew Psalter, we have the translation as to make memorial. Now, why is this important? Well, this is very important because here, in the superscription, in the title, the Hebraic, the Hebrew Aleph verse, the first verse, the Aleph verse, we have Mizmor LeDawid LeHazikir, a psalm of David, Mizmor LeDawid, to make memorial. KJV translates it as to bring to remembrance. But what is LeHazikir, LeHazikir, LeHazikir? What is LeHazikir? Is it to make memorial or to bring to remembrance? And why is this the key for us, especially in I sabbatical studies, in the discipleship, and in the Torah studies? Here, when we begin with Vayikra, Vayikra, and he called. Vayikra, Vayikra, Kara, and he called. And Yahuwah Jehovah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, He called out of the tabernacle, the Ohel Moed, out of the Mishkan, the sanctuary, to Moshe, beginning off the third book of Moses, known as Leviticus, the Sefer Vayikra, the cipher of He called, the calling. So here we have a few important themes. One is the call and the calling. Many are called, few are chosen. Robeinu Yeshua HaMoshiach reminds us. So the idea of the call, called to be a holy nation, right? A holy nation and a chosen priesthood, a priesthood, a royal priesthood, right? A royal priesthood, a kingdom, right, of the priesthood, a royal priesthood. So in the Old Testament, we have the beginning and the revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem's intent, the Holy One's intent for Yisrael. Now here, if we turn to the scriptures, let's go to a little study right here, and how today's Psalm, Psalm 38, and in the season concerning Leviticus is very much a key. We're going to be zooming in on chapter 2, in particular verse 2, with the sweet savor offerings. The second item in Leviticus chapter 2 is the what's called the meat offering. Now the meat offering, as it's called in the translation, is actually a bloodless offering. More correctly, it should be referred to as the meal offering. Hebraically, it's the mincha. The mincha, some enunciate as the mincha. The mincha is the meal offering. The meal offering, it is usually a grain offering, and it's also what is called a bloodless offering. Here, this is Moshiach. This is Messiah, Christos, Christ, the anointed Moshiach, in his human perfections, tested by sufferings. So here's a reference to the Torah, the direction, instruction, the Torah of this offering, furthermore in Leviticus chapter 6, Leviticus chapter 6, verse 14 to verse 23. This is just bringing detail and light to Leviticus chapter 2. How is Leviticus chapter 2, in particular verse 2, related with the superscription, the first verse of today's Psalm, Mizmor Lamed Chet, Psalm 38, a Psalm of David, to bring to remembrance, or more better, to make memorial. Mizmor LeDawid LeHazkir, LeHazkir, LeHazkir. What is LeHazkir? So let's get to the root word Hazkir, Hazkir, LeHazkir. To make memorial within the Levitical sense, to make memorial, not the memorial offering, that memorial in the Levitical sense, then we have the idea of bringing to remembrance through that act, bringing to remembrance before he who be who he be through that act of offering, through that act of offering. So what is this act of offering that David here in Mizmor LeDawid, LeHazakir, is doing and accompanying with the Psalms? So here we have the Psalms and David and David in the tabernacle of David, bringing out the new covenant, the Brit Chadasha, man after Yahuwah, Jehovah's own heart, bringing out the new covenant sense of the liturgical use, the higher use, according to the pattern that we have in HaTorah, according to the pattern that we have in Torah, and especially here in Leviticus, the third book, and we have David of the tribe of Judah, bringing forward even that higher aspect of the offering and that heart, the heart of the matter, according to Yahuwah, according to Jehovah HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, Baruch Hashem, blessed be the name. And it's important to note, also important to note, that this is what is called a penitential psalm, a psalm relating to or expressing penance. So often the psalm is referred to as a penitential psalm, a psalm relating to penance or expressing a state of penitence, like a repentance state. So what is today's psalm associated with? What's an overview? Let's get some basic 411 overview, and then we can elaborate more on LeHazakir. Then LeHazakir would come into a better context. Now, in some translations, based on the KJV, the superscription is included as verse 1. In some Bibles, like here, looking in this particular Bible, I'm looking in Scofield Study Bible, a Psalm of David to bring to remembrance is before the first so-called proper verse. But in the online, the Word software that we have advantage of right here, it includes it within the first verse. So it's all included as the first verse. So here, to put today's Psalm, Psalm 38, a penitential psalm, and also in the Sefer Tehillim, it is deemed a penitence prayer, a repentant prayer, bringing out that sense even more today, because we're going from like the older translations, even the KJV, and bringing it into today's context. So today's psalm, the author, and here we can take David, David, because the superscription means more David, here David, the author, ask Yahuwah, ask Jehovah, ask Adonai to deliver him, to snatch him from his enemies. He confesses his sin, his uckery, his falling short, his missing of the mark, and he recognizes that cognizance and recognition. He recognizes that the crisis that he faces, and I and I and we, but he's speaking for I and I and we faces, is the result of divine, of the divine discipline. So here, this psalm has a theme of confessing one's falling short, missing the mark, and recognizing that the crisis that one is facing in context of today's psalm, Mizmor Lamed Chet, Psalm 38, is the result of divine, divine discipline. And that word discipline, tokacha, you know, tokacha, and discipline, and also connected with musar, discipline, as well as instruction or correction. Sometimes in the translation, it's been translated into English as chastening. Every son whom the father loves, he chastens, he disciplines. So here, facing the result, right, facing this crisis, right, which is the result of divine chastisement, divine discipline, and we can say discipleship. Yet, he begins, right, by begging Yahuwah, right, he begs Yahuwah not to reject him. So thus we have the first verse here, right, O Lord, rebuke me not in thy wrath, neither chasten me in thy hot displeasure. Mizmor leDavid leHazikir, Yahuwah, Allah, Birketzpeka, Tokecheini, Yahuwah, Allah, Birketzpeka, Tokecheini, neither chasten I in thy wrath. Uava chamatika te yasareini, neither chasten I in thy wrath. U ba chamatika ham, don't be ham. Asking Yahuwah Jehovah not to go ham. Uva chamatika in the eyes chamat, in the eyes wrath, fiery, hot, ham. In the eyes wrath. U ba chamatika te yasareini. Neither chasten me not. So here is the opening of today's psalm. Now, the superscription, lehazikir. What about lehazikir? Right? The Hebrew text, lehazikir, may be translated, and it has been translated as to bring or to cause to remember, to bring to remembrance. This is what we have in the 1611 KJV translation, to bring to remembrance, to cause to remember. Now, the same form, and here we have Hebraically, according to the Hebrew grammar, getting into the grammar of the matter, we have the hifil, right, the infinitive. Right? So we have zakar, the root word zakar, to remember. Zakar, the H2142, zakar. What is zakar? Zakar has three entries, right? The H2142, a very key word, zakar. What is zakar? Zakar properly is to mark so as to be recognized, to mark so as to be recognized. The sense of this, in S, to remember. So when we remember, is to mark something so as what we mark is recognized. The second entry for the Hebrew zakar, the H2142, is to mention zakar. The third entry, also as a denominative, right, is to be male. So zakar, to mark, that is to remember, to mention. Zakar, and to be male, zakar. So we have male and female, he created them. Male, zakar u nekeva, zakar u nekeva, right? Zakar, male, to be male. Now, the entry in the KJV use from this root, this Hebrew root word, zakar, right? Zakar, to remember, to mark, to mention, to be male. Often, this root word has been
מזמור ל"ח, מזמור לדוד להזכיר.
Psalm 38.
מזמור ל"ח, מזמור לדוד להזכיר.
O Lord, O Lord,
Adonai,
O Lord,
Adonai,
rebuke me not in thy wrath, my wrath, my wrath, my wrath.
Adonai, 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 al bekechtecha tochicheni, tochicheni, tochicheni.
Neither chasten me in thy hot displeasure, hot displeasure, hot displeasure, hot displeasure.
Uva hamatecha deyassereni.
For thine arrows stick fast in me. And thy hand presseth me sore. There is no soundness in my flesh because of thine anger, neither is there any rest in my bones because of my sin. For mine iniquities are gone over my head, as an heavy burden they are too heavy for me. My wounds stink and are corrupt because of my foolishness. I am troubled. I am bowed down greatly. I go mourning all the day long, for my loins are filled with a loathsome disease, and there is no soundness in my flesh. I am feeble and sore broken. I have roared by reason of the disquietness of my heart. Lord, all my desire is before thee, and my groaning is not hid from thee. My heart panteth, my strength faileth me. As for the light of mine eyes, it also is gone from me. My lovers and my friends stand aloof from my sore, and my kinsmen stand afar off. They also that seek after my life lay snares for me, and they that seek my hurt speak mischievous things and imagine deceits all the day long. But I, as a deaf man, heard not, and I was as a dumb man that openeth not his mouth. Thus I was as a man that heareth not, and in whose mouth are no reproofs. For in thee, O Lord, do I hope. Thou wilt hear, O Lord my God. For I said, hear me, lest otherwise they should rejoice over me. When my foot slippeth, they magnify themselves against me. For I am ready to halt, and my sorrow is continually before me. For I will declare mine iniquity. I will be sorry for my sin. But mine enemies are lively, and they are strong, and they that hate me wrongfully are multiplied. They also that render evil for good are mine adversaries. Because I follow the thing that good is. Forsake me not, O Lord. O my God, be not far from me. Make haste to help me, O Lord, my salvation.
Salvation.